You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Can Elon Musk really take Tesla private? By Arian Marshall. Among the heads of publicly traded companies, Tesla's Elon Musk might just be the most whimsical, the most impish, the most delightfully trolly. But Musk may be ready to give up that distinction. On Tuesday afternoon, the electric car maker CEO tweeted that he was considering taking the company private and that he had secured funding to do so. The proposed $420 per share price is about 20% above Tesla's Tuesday morning share price, though shares immediately soared more than 6% following the tweet. The move would value the company at more than $70 billion and would be the largest take-private transaction in U.S. history. But 420 is also trollololol, slang for marijuana, leading investors, shareholders, and intrigued market spectators to wonder, is this guy for real? The answer appears to be yes. Tesla later posted on the company blog a letter Musk sent to all Tesla employees. In it, the CEO explained his rationale, calling stock price swings a major distraction for everyone working at Tesla. He wrote that quarterly targets forced the company to prioritize the short term over the long term. Finally, he wrote, as the most shorted stock in the history of the stock market, being public means that there are large numbers of people who have the incentive to attack the company. Trading in Tesla shares was halted for more than 90 minutes before resuming around 3:45 p.m. ET. They finished the day up 11%. If Musk is serious about going ahead with a Tesla take private transaction, he has a long road in front of him. He would need to negotiate with his board for a buyout offer and then win at least 51% approval in a shareholder vote. Musk tweeted that his hope is all current investors remain with Tesla even if we're private. Musk owns about 20% of Tesla's shares and so would need to line up considerable financing to acquire the rest of the company. That would not be simple. The Wall Street Journal reported that a deal would be more than twice as large as the prior largest private buyout of Energy Future Holdings Corp., formerly TXU Corp. That Texas utility went private in 2007 and filed for bankruptcy in 2014. The banks that issue loans to finance such deals typically want a steady cash flow. Tesla is unprofitable, and its cash flow has been erratic. If Musk does not, in fact, have financing for the deal lined up, his tweet could open him and the company to legal trouble and charges of unlawful market manipulation. Musk has made an objective statement there, says John Coffey Jr., director of the Center of Corporate Governance at Columbia Law School. The question is whether that statement is true or false. Investors who sold shares before Musk's tweet could have grounds to sue, Coffey says, and their lawyers would then have access during discovery to any documents and communications between Tesla and potential funders. If plaintiffs could prove that Musk had not secured funding at the time of his tweet, he and Tesla could be found responsible of market manipulation. It's pretty likely we'll see litigation, Coffey says. Given the market cap of Tesla, a lawsuit would be worth something like $1 billion, and a $1 billion lawsuit is very attractive to the plaintiff's bar. Musk has long expressed impatience with the rules and exposure that come with being a publicly traded company. During a May earnings call, he refused to answer analysts' questions, calling them bonehead and dry. And he's long expressed his disdain for Tesla short sellers in particular. Last weekend, he tweeted out of an oft-memed clip of 2004 film Downfall about the last days of Adolf Hitler's life. This time, Hitler's impassioned speech had been resubtitled with a rant about Tesla's recent success. Dang, turns out even Hitler was shorting Tesla stock, Musk wrote. On Tuesday morning, the Financial Times reported that Saudi Arabia's public investment fund now has a 3-5% in Tesla, worth up to $2.9 billion. If the report is true, it would make the sovereign wealth fund one of Tesla's largest investors.